With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans have a new speaker after four tries. He's Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson, who now takes over the gavel. The new speaker says he's humbled by being elected unanimously by the 220 Republicans who voted to confirm him.
We're going to govern well, and I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results. We're so grateful, I'm so grateful and so humbled to have gotten a unanimous vote on the floor by all of my colleagues here.
Many GOP lawmakers hope they'll be finally able to move past the seemingly intractable divisions within their conference that have felled every House GOP leader in the past decade. Sources say the United Auto Workers Union appears to be moving towards a tentative contract agreement with Ford. Correspondent Mike Hempen has the latest.
Two people with knowledge of the talks said the UAW made a counteroffer to Ford that proposes a 25% wage increase over the duration of a four-year contract. Previously, Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors all had offered 23% pay increases. In addition, the sources, who asked not to be identified, say workers would still receive annual profit-sharing checks. They say a Ford deal would include cost-of-living pay increases that could push the total pay raises above 30%. I'm Mike Hempen.
Authorities say the 22-year-old driver of a BMW that struck and killed four Pepperdine University students in Malibu has been charged with four counts of murder. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says Fraser Bohm was arrested Tuesday and pleaded not guilty to all charges in court. His attorney says the crash occurred as Bohm was being chased following a road rage incident. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 105 points, the Nasdaq dropped 318. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham's been visiting Hawaii.
It was no vacation. The leader of Samaritan's Purse was in Maui to offer encouragement to people who lost their homes in the massive August wildfire and to get an update on efforts by his ministry to clean up and rebuild. Graham says he met an 81-year-old pastor whose church was burned down and who was hoping to see it rebuilt in his lifetime. Samaritan's Purse is going to try and see that done. More than 2,200 homes and other structures were destroyed or damaged. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ugandan authorities have prevented attacks on two churches by a Muslim terror group. International Christian Concern reports bombs were set to go off at the churches on Sunday, but police were tipped off and managed to defuse them in time. The attempted bombings are being blamed on the Allied Democratic Forces, a terror group that's been operating in Uganda for nearly 30 years. In 2019, the ADF pledged itself to ISIS. This is SRN News. Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, soared to almost $35,000 this week, marking its highest value in nearly 18 months.
The recent rally for volatile Bitcoin coincides with the prospect of exchange-traded funds being launched based on spot Bitcoin. Industry advocates say that could make entering the cryptoverse easier while lowering some of the well-documented risks associated with investing in cryptocurrencies. A green light from federal regulators has not yet arrived. Bob Agnew reporting.
A lawyer for Sam Bankman-Fried says the FTX founder plans to testify at his fraud trial. Attorney Mark Cohen said Bankman-Fried will take the stand after three other defense witnesses testify beginning Thursday. Prosecutors relied on former executives at Bankman-Fried's companies to build a case. Bankman-Fried conspired with others to steal billions of dollars from his customers over several years. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.